Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking first-time callers in this first 30 minutes. I need to give the number out. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The article we were talking about is out of Salon. It's actually from 1998. Is Bill Gates a closet liberal? And it's like, oh, he funds gun bans, gun control. He wants to reduce population. Oh, it's so liberal to want to disarm people and have them not have babies. It's so liberal. I thought it was Nazi, but I guess the Nazis learned from all these guys, actually. So, and Gates Sr. on the National Board of Planned Parenthood. Oh, so loving. So loving. But he's got a shot for you. He wants to force you to eat GMO and lobbies that it not be labeled because he cares. Got an expert on Agenda 21 joining us in about 30 minutes and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to get on the Paul campaign. A lot more, but let's go to your calls as promised right now. Let's go to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Tom?
Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I tried sending Aaron Bright some important stuff that I just came into possession with. I work for a small security company in upstate New York, and we were just assigned posts at power stations and substations all across upstate New York.
Well, that might be because people are stealing all the copper wire. I mean, did they give you a cover story of why?
Supposedly it was because some mass power outage.
Has there been a power outage lately up there?
No, not here. Not in New York. I mean, this place is literally 4 miles from my home where I was sent. And it's a power...
Well, what is the security guard going to do to stop a power outage? You're not an engineer working on it. That's controlled by computers and central systems. Are they implying somebody's going to attack the power plant?
That's what I'm wondering, if that was the whole premise of sending us there. This thing is out in the middle of a field, in the middle of no man's land. There's at least 7 cameras, 8 cameras watching this thing 24/7 with motion sensors on them.
Are they sending you to all the facilities or just this one?
Well, I was sent to this particular one near my home. There was another one in Dansville. There was a total of 8 that I was told where we were sent.
Could have been a threat to it. You know, usually you don't hear about real threats. You know, the stage stuff you hear about, but there's all sorts of stuff going on. You know, farmer employee threatens to blow it up. They don't want to freak people out. It could bring down the power grid in that area. I mean, normally if they actually are doing stuff behind the scenes, there might actually be something going on. You know, they're saying brace for Iranian attack. Just like I was telling you months ago, they're really hyping this up, and they could stage it. The Iranians could actually do it. And now they have said that the bombing of some Israeli facilities in other countries is an Israeli false flag. And generally the Iranians will take credit for things they do. So I don't know what the truth is. I just know this. The government's going to use whatever happens to take my rights while the border stays wide open.
No. That's what I love.
Let me ask you a question. Other guys that you work with, are they starting to wake up to things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've talked to all my coworkers pretty much, and they know what's going on.
Yeah, I noticed it went from cops getting mad at me 8 years ago when I go to New York for 9/11 to people buying me dinner and patting me on the back and the firefighters saluting us when we're out there for 9/11 Truth. And now the cops are coming out and saying the government covered up the dust as a union. The union should have done that 9 years ago. But again, just stop letting the system run over you. God bless you, sir. What was the subject line of that? And I'll have Aaron try to look it up. He's been finishing this documentary, Smoothing It Out, that we're going to premiere this Sunday. So he's been real busy. But what was the subject line?
Thing.
What was it?
I have the photos and actually the address to this. So, I mean, they can look it up.
All right, we'll look it up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here is the insane news from InfoWars.com. Now, Twitter admits copying smartphone address books without telling the owners as Apple announces crackdown. And, of course, Apple and the phone camera that they load onto their phones and many others has helped people get robbed and mugged and burgled because it encodes your GPS location in the photo. And they've got other systems, you know, when you sign up for different social networks that end up telling people where you're at. And then now they're trying to make it where you can't opt out. That's what Google's saying. And, again, it's about just training you. There is no privacy. You will be tracked. Giving you these GMO food, giving you these electronics, giving you the water. All of it piggybacked with Trojan horses. You think it's a gift? Yeah, it's got a bunch of soldiers that are going to slit your throat in the dead of night in it. Little bioweapons, little chemical weapons, little electronic trackers. Remember I'd tell you in 1996, because it was all in the Congressional Act, the Telecommunications Act, that all cell phones by 2001, October 1st, would have to be satellite GPS coordinated through the towers and tracked, and that your phone had to be able to be turned on by remote. They gave them 5 years to get that ready. And I'd tell people, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Then in about 2005, it was time to announce it to the slaves. And they said, yeah, everything you do is being tracked. The government dials in when your phone's even off, listens to you. That's freedom. Shut up. The TSA is going to be groping your wife. Us listening to you without warrants is the least of your problems. We're pushing boundaries here. How does a pimp break a woman? He beats her and makes her submit. Remember an HBO show. How much do you pay your girls? I pay them nothing. They're lucky if they get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the government. Just shut up. We're going to grope your family now. But you run Al-Qaeda. It's admitted. Shut up, traitor. Now drink some fluoride. And the little TSA guys are just frying in there with all the radiation. Just, I love it. 7-8-fold in cancer on record. Boston Logan Airport cover up. And they get to die and go into graves as well. They just celebrate it. Just celebrating the mass insanity. 9 out of 10 reactors now leaking across the world. They don't even care about releasing radiation now. They're turning the alarms off in places like San Diego, saying we'll just let radiation come out now from the reactors. It's just party time. Yeah. Woo, it's fun to be a New World Order eugenics kingdom with psycho eugenicist crazies jacking the food and water. Yeah, I said I'd go to your calls, and then here's some of the news I'm going to cover. Exclusive, Clinton in talks about possible move to World Bank. Yeah, because they actually run the countries now in Europe and us. China says next World Bank president should be selected on merit, not nationality. China lends more than $75 billion to Latin America, more than the U.S. and the European Exim Bank combined. It's all about loaning fiat money to countries. They give them zeros and ones in a computer, and they get all the raw resources. That's why the bankers run things. That's why they laugh at us. It's all a big hoax. You don't need to be a president now. You want to be a central bank head, because now they appoint central bank heads over governments like Greece and Italy. Oh, your prime minister, your president is now a banker. And the news says it's good to be run by a banker sent by private banks. And it's the media just goes, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's world government. But the ADL comes out and says, watch Alex Jones and Ron Paul. They're talking about bankers. Don't, not allowed to. It's evil. And the general public, the yuppies go, that's right. Destroy my way of life. Enslave me. I'm trendy. I do what the Southern Poverty Law Center says and what Chris Matthews says. Here's another one. China reduces holdings of U.S. Treasuries to lowest level since June of 2010, so they continue to buy less and less. So the Federal Reserve just monetizes it, which devalues it. And then here's a London Independent story. Rothschild loses libel case. And I already covered this a week ago, but this new article says, and reveals secret world of money and politics. There's a secret world with the Rothschilds at the center, buying and selling prime ministers and presidents and Russian oligarchs and coal mines in Indonesia. And I mean, there's like secret mega elite. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center said the Rothschilds don't exist. I mean, I heard Limbaugh 15 years ago say the CFR didn't exist. Now, because folks know it exists, he says it exists but has no power. And he said so, so it doesn't. And I'm not attacking him. I think it's reasonable to say it doesn't exist. So, a secret world of, but there's no such thing as Bilderberg. I mean, the New York Times 3-4 years ago said, I'm insane. And I was in Virginia in a park on the private property of the Marriott conference 5-star hotel. And it said I was running around in the woods having a full-on schizophrenic breakdown. There was no Bilderberg there. I mean, I know I talk about this a lot because they said that was not there. I mean, there were armored limousines, Marines, people being arrested, guys pulling guns, troops flipping us off, helicopters, Secret Service, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, while the whole news is saying they've disappeared in Virginia, no one knows. I call the media, and they go, yeah, we know they're there, click. While the media says they don't know where they are, meeting at the Bilderberg. The media liked being part of keeping everybody in the dark going for a whole day. Jeepers, creepers, we don't know where they are tonight or the next day. And, of course, the entire whore media knew. They had a lot of the top heads of the media in the meeting. It's all part of a big joke. We can't have Hillary and Obama at a secret Bilderberg meeting. That would actually let people know it's real. We'll just say it doesn't exist and no one knows where they went. But this Jones guy got video of it. We'll just say he's crazy. Jones was in a park imagining men were following him in cars and wearing dark sunglasses. I mean, it's Secret Service, you know, coming up, talking to us, cops saying, get out of here, guys talking in their deals, armored vehicles driving in, you know, machine guns everywhere. Just all publicly there. Foreign newspapers covered it. It was in foreign newspapers, the London Guardian and stuff. But over here, it just doesn't exist. Jones is completely insane. And yuppies read that, and even if you show them that it's real, they feel good saying you're wrong. They go, no, there's not a Bilderberg. There's not a Rothschild. No. I like being conned. I like being an idiot. Get me some more fluoride water. Then you wonder why your kid at 8 years old gets cancer. And you're still like, it's still trendy. Government didn't do this to me. All right, I'm out of control. I mean, I've just had it with all of this. I've had it with scum acting like they control reality. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm going crazy, as you can hear.
I love it. I got two very important things I'd like to ask you. One, I just couldn't believe I just witnessed it a while ago. I walked into a store to pay for my diesel, and there was a couple of military guys in there. One of them, he had his military weapon on him, his rifle on him. Ain't they supposed to keep them things on the bases? The military weapon?
No. They were never allowed to do that. They have loaded Berettas, and I know they're not supposed to carry them, but I've seen 45s. And M6, I've had them run up with guns in Texas. It's on video, up in Belton and in New York, and say, you're not going to film me. And I've had to say, yes, I am. And just, they start cussing at me. And I just go ahead. I know I'm the enemy because I'm an American. Go ahead. I'm the real American. You work for the Nazis. Go ahead. Do whatever you're going to do to me. But I mean, the average military is waking up because of that. But the type of goons that they hire, they select the idiots to be part of the domestic stuff. I mean, the real guys that are patriots, they're sent over to be blown up by, you know, Taliban people being funded on the other end by the banks to create a simulation of a war. I'm sorry, go ahead. So where were you in Texas? Were they had M16s on them?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of gun it was, but I'll guarantee you it wasn't a BB gun. I'm down here in Seguin, Texas, not far from you. That's where I'm at. The people out there, I walked up to the lady after her and said, didn't you notice them guys carrying that gun? Oh, no, I didn't notice. That's how dumbed down the people are getting. And also another question I got for you, too, because it's been on my mind. I'm a single dad, and I've been debating about getting my carry license, but I know how the government is so nosy about getting into your business. Do you recommend somebody get their license or not get their license?
Sir, God bless you. I'm going to answer your question off air. You need to make that decision for yourself. They sell books at Barnes & Noble's that are the state laws every year updated. And you need to get it. I know the law, but I want to be exact here. For a law, under law, you can carry a handgun rifle in your car. But they'll harass you for the handgun and took a lot of people to jail and had juries that didn't know what they were doing, send you to jail. So they changed the law again to make it clear that you can have the handgun, but it's got to be under specific situations. Even that violates the Constitution. And that's Texas. It depends on the state. The rifle, they can't stop you anywhere. But I don't recommend walking down the street with it openly because they'll flip out and come after you. A lot of folks are doing open carry to teach the cops that the Second Amendment's alive. But I haven't gone and gotten a concealed carry because it turns a right into a privilege and does put you on the list. And I already have my right to carry because of the Second Amendment. But it's good to get the training. For somebody that has never been around firearms a lot, it's good to take the course. And it's good so that now you can't be harassed when you've got the gun. And cops do tend to leave you alone a lot more because they know you've been checked out. And it's like a double, you know, thing that you're not a criminal. So I have mixed feelings about the concealed carry. It's time that I probably just get one. Bob Dacey gives the class here in town. It's my wife needs to get it. Just so we don't have to worry when we're carrying firearms. I carry a sawed-off shotgun that's legally sawed-off, double barrel, all I need is two shots, a Russian bounty hunter. It's just a knockoff of an old-fashioned U.S.-made double barrel. And that's what I carry. And I also carry the revolver, 357 Magnum, 7-shot, just because it isn't going to fail under pressure, under adrenaline. So that's what I do. And that's what I've got and you know, on me. And, I mean, if you can't protect yourself with, you know, a double-triggered shotgun, you don't even need to have a firearm. For the kind of anybody tries to carjack me or anything, I mean, it's real simple. I'm just going to shove a sawed-off shotgun in their face and blow their entire head off. So it's really a pretty simple situation at the end of the day. And I also like that because I've got, like, number 6 birdshot in it. That way, if even somebody's like 30, 40 feet away, they might get a little nick on them or something, but it's not going to go shooting through walls and hurt anybody. Or somebody's carjacking me and there's cars right there. Well, I just shove that shotgun right in this person's chest. Boom! And everybody talks about the kick of a sawed-off shotgun. It's nothing. I mean, I can hold one down just like that with a powerful slug load, and it's just, you know, just a little bit of a throwback. People just get scared of a gun. You just gotta reach out and pull the trigger. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Okay, let's go to Michael listening in Texas on KKGM 1630 AM Blowtorch. Michael, good to have you with us. What's on your mind today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good to be talking to you. I just wanted to call. I don't know if you've covered this yet. I listen to your AM radio, so I only get to tune in at noon. But I don't know if you've heard that the TSA is coming to Dallas.
Well, I know the TSA is running groping in cities all over the country, but when you say coming to Dallas, you mean on the highways?
Well, no. The new DART stations that they put in, they've had some people getting shot in the last year or so.
Oh, so we've got to have the feds. Yeah, anywhere anybody gets shot. No, I mean, I am aware of that. Yes, they're going to all 50 states, all major cities, and TSA has said they plan to be in even small towns. Federal non-sworn goons who aren't even officers who violate your rights. And people are like, why'd they create a new agency of government to do that? Because in the old system, they're sworn and go through the Constitution. You just create ignorant morons, an ignorant moron group who'll do this. But no, was this on the news?
It was on Drudge Report the other day, and it was in the Dallas Morning News. There was a weird shootout between a cop and someone running away from the station. I don't know the details about what it was, but there's been some shooting.
Yes, I am aware, and I know Drudge follows the TSA. He linked a few days ago to our report about in Dallas, the TSA, you know, running the woman three times to the scanner, saying she was, quote, cute. And I was aware that TSA a year or two ago, I think, was already did some test there in downtown Dallas. But, it's not going to be just buses, trains, but also highway checkpoints. They're already running them, sir. You pull up, there's guys in blue, and then the little potbellies are commanding the state police. And in the newscast I've seen in New York and in Tennessee, again, the cops are acting like Tyrannosaurus Rexes are about to come out of the cars. And it's families and 18-wheelers and regular folks. And there's guys in drill sergeant outfits just, you know, rock ready, crazed out there. It's ridiculous, acting like just paranoid nuts that they're terrorists everywhere. It's all part of just training us that we're prisoners. And that's what my satire video deals with. It's America with a K, America, land of the snitch. We also reposted it because I posted it last night under a new headline, Alex Jones Caught Working for Homeland Security. Because I play the part of a coffee shop attendant at an internet cafe who's totally delusional, and I'm following real FBI manuals. It's real stuff in there. By the way, people are in the article commenting saying these aren't real. And I mean, you can go to the FBI's website. These are public now. In the past, these were secret memos. They're now public, hundreds of them. You know, I say dozens, that's an understatement. There's hundreds of these for every business there is. And, I mean, it's crazy. Woman with a baby carriage, maybe a terrorist. Blue jeans and a cell phone. Have a snorkel in your car, even at the beach. Have a camera. Filming police. Talking to police. Using AOL or Comcast. They see that as a proxy somehow, as if you wouldn't be checking your email at a coffee shop. It's like, why are you using that if you already have email? Must be a proxy. I mean, just cuckoo. Again, but the feds aren't stupid. They want everyone to be totally paranoid and trust no one. Did you guys find TSA, at Dallas DART stations? I mean, it didn't pop up because he's saying he saw it in the Dallas Morning News. You might want to click news since it's so fresh and not web. We'll try to find that. God bless you, sir. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Alex, I appreciate your fight for the First Amendment. Keep it up, brother.
Thank you.
So I had a quick question. You know, some of my friends have asked me why the biggest super PAC supporter of Ron Paul is on the steering committee for Bilderberg. I don't know what to tell them. How do I answer that to them?
That's true. You're talking about one of the big internet moguls, the guy that started, PayPal? And then I know he was at Bilderberg, and we covered that. He's a huge libertarian. And you could have the devil himself start a super PAC and fund Ron Paul.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I mean, what if the Ku Klux Klan started a super PAC for Ron Paul? Would that be his fault?
No.
Because I actually got an article out of New Mexico, it was Nevada, where it shows Ron Paul as a Ku Klux Klan guy, and, you know, says he's a Ku Klux Klan person with no evidence. I mean, it's pure libel and slander, even if it is satire. And everybody's like, comment on this. And I guess I should, like, do an article or something, and I'm glad you raised it. But, I mean, a super PAC is anybody you want. I mean, I could start a super PAC. You could start a super PAC. As long as you're an American citizen, you can start a super PAC and get people to give money and run ads. There's a movement within Bilderberg with these tech guys that after they've stolen all the wealth, then they want to lower taxes as part of a laissez-faire. So they want to play both sides. They want to control the libertarian movement, the socialist movement, the communist movement, all the stuff. What's your view on that, sir?
Well, you know, if I had a couple billion dollars, I'd start a super PAC for Ron Paul, too.
Stay there. I'm going to have you finish on our guests. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Questions on Agenda 21. We'll still go to Herb and Sam and Tim and people with her, because obviously everything ties into the UN global takeover. You can ask her perspective on it. But then after those callers, it'll just be calls on Agenda 21, which is the entire global governance program model using environmentalism as a way to have basically world government corporate zoning to shut down society and consolidate it. That's coming up in a moment. But I wanted to finish up with Mark in Florida, because I was shown this last week. I was already aware of the guy was a big libertarian, of the founder. I forget his name now. I've seen it for years. Our guys went to Switzerland and covered it this year and wrote about him. A big libertarian, the founder of PayPal, and a bunch of other stuff. He made a super PAC, and then he's giving money to run ads for Ron Paul. The guy's worth a couple billion bucks. The Bilderberg Group invites people that are globalist, and I think the guy is a globalist, but also people that aren't, that they're trying to co-opt to the meetings and, you know, get them in there, especially technology. It's gone even out of international banking now, more towards technology, because that's where everything's going. But it's very simple. Gary Franchi's a 9/11 truther, and he started a super PAC that's been very successful. They're attacking Ron Paul because Gary Franchi's a truther. It's the same thing with this guy. I don't know all his deeds and all his activity. I don't like a lot of things PayPal does. But I understand, this is a very sophisticated point, that the globalists want their own brand of laissez-faire capitalism, and they call it privatization, but that's where government just hands infrastructure that's already paid for and working over to private interests to loot it and to charge people more. That's basically IMF World Bank takeover doctrine. It's the heart of globalism. It's the heart of this economic colonialism or conquest through fraud. It's not free market. It's cronyism. And so there's a vein of libertarianism in that, kind of the Heritage Foundation type deal that isn't bona fide. But whether the guy's good or bad, and I don't overall think he's good being part of Bilderberg, it's not about Ron Paul. So I see this meme now. Don't vote for Ron Paul. Bilderbergs are funding him. Bilderberg. He's a Bilderberg. You know, he's a Mason, which isn't true. I've looked into it, but they just say it. Like they say, I work for the Vatican. Folks, I'm a Protestant. Not bashing Catholics, though. But I come from famous Protestants on the Mayflower and the Protestants that founded Texas, the Ayers family, and raised Colonel Travis's family. I mean, it's on record. Go to the genealogy. I mean, I'm like, you know, back to Oliver Cromwell, folks, and they say I work for the Vatican. So they just make up. What people can do is develop their own made-up thing to get attention off of prominent people. Or they find wild connections. Like they'll say, Alex filed a corporation at a big law firm in Austin that once, you know, filed a thing for a Brothman. I mean, I don't know. They just find 50 lawyers at a 55 lawyers at a law firm, find a name, put Alex Jones in, and then search for names for somebody else of millions of things they've done over the years and go, oh, look, it's a proof. It's him. And that's what they do. But let's just say I'm the worst person since Judas Iscariot. Let's just say that for argument. I'm not. I'm a fire-breathing liberty lover who doesn't want to be a slave. But let's just say I'm bad. Let's get that out of the way. What are you going to do about the New World Order? What are you going to do about deadly vaccines, about GMOs in the food, about 9 out of 10 reactors leaking Associated Press reports? Nobody cares about radiation now. EPA raises level, says it's safe. What are you going to do about our country shutting down and the foreclosures and the depression and the bankers? Okay, look, I'm here trying to cover issues. I'm here trying to fight the New World Order. And the Cass-Sunstein model, I told you about this before they even admitted it, is to get us all fighting with each other. So anytime you just see a sloganeering and a term being used, it's started by operatives, parroted by weak-minded walnut brains. And that's my point. Now, I'm not mad at the caller bringing it up. It's just that when you really understand what's going on, it's very irritating. I mean, the whole system's against Ron Paul. They give him the least time. They demonize him. They attack him. They lie about him. They pull out the stops. You know he's good. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. He stands up for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, against the wars. And, of course, they're going to say that. Okay? You know, he isn't Illuminati. He isn't a Mason. He doesn't work for the Bilderberg Group. I don't work for the Vatican. It's ridiculous. I've interviewed thousands of guests. They create lists of people I've had on that are Catholics. There are a lot of good friends that are Catholics. Well, Catholics aren't bad. I'm not going to get in this big fight. I just want liberty. I mean, this country's in so much trouble. I know the globalists want to get rid of our borders and all the rest of it, and that's part of their plan, so I'm against open borders because of that. But at the same time, I don't blame people under Agenda 21 in Mexico who had their land taken, forced up here for wanting to be here. They're good people. I mean, I'm way even getting past that, folks. It's all about the eugenics. It's all about we're being poisoned. I'm sorry. We're going to go to our guest, but I want the caller, Mark, to finish. You called in about this Bilderberg thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate your explanation. I think it's kind of helped with having to explain to my friends whenever they bring up that.
Okay, his phone cut out. Yeah, his phone dropped off. I think that's all done just to make it sound like some kind of big woo thing. Again, it's a super PAC. Adolf Hitler could be resurrected from the dead, and he could have a super PAC for Ron Paul. The Queen, well, I guess he couldn't because he's not a citizen. It's so simple that it won't be explained. Okay, it's just that's just the way it is. It's too simple, and it's mindless, and people love it, and it's a meme, and it's the guarantee comes out of Cass Sunstein or somebody. Okay, let's go ahead and go to our guest for the next hour and 20 minutes. Rosa Corey is executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She's a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain valuation. Her 30 years of experience analyzing land use and property value enabled her to recognize the planning revolution sweeping the country. While fighting to stop a huge redevelopment project in her city, she researched the corporate, political, and financial interests behind it and found Agenda 21 impacting every aspect of our lives. UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is a corporate manipulation using the green mask of environmental concern to forward a globalist plan. You said it, corporate fascism. But again, it's corporate globalism. People say fascism's only nationalistic. In the 30s and 40s, it was. Fascism is mega corporations taking over your government and shutting down their competition, okay? That's what it is. The New World Order is a global fascist banking cartel takeover of the planet. Continuing here, UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is a corporate manipulation using the green mask of environmental concern to forward a globalist plan. Rosa speaks across the nation as a regular blogger on her website, Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Both parties have been totally taken over by the globalists. That's why Mitt Romney supports Agenda 21. So does Obama. And the simplest boil down is, in Agenda 21, they shut down all the other coal plants that aren't owned by GE and a few other insiders, and then double or triple the power prices and say it's for the earth. That's what you're seeing. That's one example of we're going to double, triple charge you. It's for the earth. They actually say that in Austin 2 weeks ago. It's for the earth. They increased it 40% last year. Now this year, they say, depending on what type of you have, residential, business, church, nonprofit, 20 to 80% increase in 1 year. But the big Formula One globalist out there, he's actually getting a grant from the city and the construction paid for and tax breaks, and they're calling it environmental to build a race car track out in the woods and cut everything down. You got to love it, man. You got to love it. So she joins us. She's the author of The Green Mask, or Behind the Green Mask. It's available right now. Just went up on the shopping cart at Infowars.com, and it's a Bible to give. It's 180 pages or whatever to give people in your towns, your cities, who don't understand what's happening. Even a lot of the minions at the city level don't know what's going on. Okay, Rosa, this show has some longer segments. She'll have some time to roll. I want you in this segment, the next, to tell us how you woke up, the basics of Agenda 21, why the New York Times and others are coming out panicking, saying folks are waking up, how important this is, and then we're going to take an hour of calls from people and their questions across the country next hour. Rosa Corey, good to have you here with us.
Great, Alex. It's great to be with you. You know, I'd like to just start for 1 minute just by saying, yes, our group, our website is Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com. But, of course, this is not a left-right issue. It's not a Democrat-Republican issue. This is an issue for all Americans and all people in the world, because United Nations Agenda 21 is a globalist takeover plan. It's a plan that inventories and controls all resources, both human and natural, and all means of production in the world. It is the action plan for the 21st century, and that's what the United Nations calls it. So people who, you know, I get people who say, how can you call yourselves Democrats? Don't you know about the Democrats? Of course I do. The point is to show that this is a united fight. It's all Americans, and there's way too few people on the left. I'm a left liberal. There are way too few people who on the left who are aware that the environmental movement has been hijacked and is being manipulated. This is not an environmental protection plan. This plan is a plan to destroy everything that you value in your world. It's a way to take over your control of your land. And, you know, when we talk about private property, this is a control of private property. It's a takeover. It's a movement of moving your private property from individuals into the mega corporations. And when you see that, you understand that you yourself are your ultimate private property. And this is a way to take control of your civil liberties as well. And tying in with what you said about the New York Times and other propaganda press doing what they can to destroy this movement of people who are waking up to United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and trying to stop it. What's happening now is, of course, the press is attacking us viciously. I've had vicious articles written about me. All kinds of people are saying ridiculous things. And, of course, the American Planning Association, which is vital to this movement to take over your land and your water use and your control of your property, they have put out a new communications boot camp. And it's a 12-week seminar on how to control and manage the press and how to reframe this issue, because they know people are waking up. So we need to stand up together. We can stop it, but we have to get rid of these minor issues. And I'm talking about the minor issues of who's a Democrat, who's a Republican, who's gay, who's straight, all these issues.
They use that as a football. They use that to distract us, and then people end up supporting Santorum over Ron Paul because, you know, he talks more about abortion when he intends to do nothing on the right, or people that are obsessed about the whole gay marriage thing instead of all the other huge things that are going on the left. I absolutely agree, but let me just add this to what you're saying. The fact that they're attacking shows that we're having an effect, A. B, Al Gore's been discredited. Schwarzenegger pushing this has been discredited. They're in trouble right now, and they've got the 20th anniversary of this Agenda 21, as you know, about to happen back in Rio again. But this is about private property. They openly come out and say, we're going to take your private property. People would say no, but they call it environmental. And we see it now where you can't build a barn. They've got drones watching the farmers. I mean, this is the Rural Council of Obama. That's right out of Agenda 21. Please continue with the things it's doing to people, the plans of Agenda 21.
Yeah, well, you said it. You know, the White House Council, the White House Rural Council, which was established by executive order by President Obama, is modeled on the President's Council for Sustainable Development, which was created to instate United Nations Agenda 21 in the United States. Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, it's also called Sustainable Development. It was an agreement. It was signed on to by George H.W. Bush and 178 other national leaders back in 1992. And, you know, you're going to see in the press that, oh, this is an old plan. It was non-binding. It doesn't matter. But the truth is that they brought it right back into every single nation, and they instated it. It's the action plan for sustainable development. And it is. You're seeing it now because it has been a stealth plan over the last 20 years. And they're in the end game now. And that's why we need to, you know, drop our nonsense, our minor issues, and get together across the world and fight this. And we can win. We can do it because it's a global plan, but it's implemented locally.
Well, the elites have put out memos, like you said, and I'm not saying some of these issues aren't important, but they call them footballs. They throw them out so that the system can agree on global government, the whole fascist system, and they admit it. But going back to the UN, as you point out, they admit this is the global plan. They admit it's a post-industrial world to shut off people's resources so you have to go to government and be dependent so you can be socially engineered. But also part of Agenda 21 and UNESCO is global standardization of law enforcement, federalizing, and in England's already done this. Now the U.S. is adopting a quasi-cop, near-minimum-wage goon force. Again, they have this in England that harass people and ask folks what they're doing in parks. DART. Dallas Police TSA offer security help at latest violence. And now because there's crime because of increased poverty, now the TSA is going to be in Dallas. Now they're going to be in San Francisco. Now they're going to be in Tampa. They're everywhere. Federal, non-sworn officers out of their jurisdiction. The answer, again, this is, and if the feds take over, the feds themselves are under this global system. We're being conquered here, Rosa.
You know, Alex, it's worse than that, because those guys are wearing uniforms, and at least you can recognize them. But the truth is that the way the plan is designed, well, of course, you have community-oriented policing. That's in every, you know, single community. You find those little offices. Those guys are operating under the Department of Justice. Then you've got your I was just looking at DeKalb County, Georgia. They are making sort of your local citizen into a code enforcement ambassador. You've got people in small cities, in small neighborhood associations that are actually working with the city to get all of your information on you. They're actually toadies, they're shills. They're creating these asset-based community development programs where you are the asset and you will be doing mandatory volunteering. If you want to know how Agenda 21 impacts you right now, take a look at Sonoma County. That's where I live. It's a rural county. We're about an hour north of San Francisco.
Bohemian Grove.
The county supervisors have just announced that out of the 1,384 miles of rural roads, they will only be paving 150 miles, and the rest of those roads will be pulverized to gravel.
Unbelievable.
That is going to have a tremendous impact on people's property value, on your ability to get to your property.
I want to stop you right there. We're going to come back from break and continue on what this is going to do. But I hope people are listening here, because when she talked about this the other day, I went and looked it up because I heard her on the radio, and I knew they were doing this. They said they destroy the roads. They have that map we'll show, a UN map of half the U.S. off limits, and they say the rewilding is first they go to dirt, then they're going to start making you have a special permit to travel in there. And when you hear 100-something miles in that county, it is hundreds of little roads. I've been there many times covering Bohemian Grove. It's concrete roads up stuff so steep, without it you couldn't make it. I mean, that is beautiful wine country, beautiful homes everywhere. This is the sabotaging of our infrastructure. It is high treason. And we're going to get into these toady spies, because I've run into them. They hire spies.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it up.
We're back live. This is a short segment. We're going to start the third hour and continue for just a segment or more, getting into what it's going to do, and then expand. But out in East Texas, where we've got a family ranch, multiple times they tried to build a new coal power plant, and they sent little Nature Conservancy minders and others to literally go door to door to do all sorts of stuff, to harass people, to threaten people. And they are so creepy, and they're operatives, and they act like they're citizen activists. And so I guess you've run into these little toadies yourself, and then continue with how many miles of roads you've got out there and what they're planning to do. Rosa.
Everyone has run into to these people, and they're, you know, what does it take for someone to be, you know, to go along, to get along? It takes, you know, maybe for someone it's just to appoint them to a board or a commission, or to promise them a contract, or just give them a pat on the back and tell them how important they are to the city. You know, there are plenty of people out there who are willing to be obedient servants of this plan. People who are maybe also getting money, people who buy in totally to this plan. And I really want have compassion for people who are environmentalists who really think that this plan is about the environment. It is not. If it didn't sound so good, we wouldn't all be falling for it. It's a manipulation plan. It is a totalitarian plan. So, yes, they are pulverizing. You're talking about they have no money here in Sonoma County to pave our roads. You know, what do your taxes go for? What do you want from a county? You want them to pave your roads and, you know, do a few things like that. Well, they're not going to be paving around 1,200 miles of roads here in Sonoma County. And if you can't get to your property, what does that mean? It means you'll be coming into the cities. There are already 60 million acres of roadless land in the United States. And the plan is to keep you out of the rural areas, keep you out of the forested areas, move you into the city centers where you can be surveilled, controlled, manipulated, and managed. And I know this sounds crazy, but you know what? The plan is crazy. We are not crazy. We are recognizing, we are reporters of what is going on. There are people in neighborhood associations who are actually working for instance, the Lung Association. The California Lung Association has an advocacy arm for smart growth. When you want to find these people in your community, put their name in your search engine with ICLEI, that's I-C-L-E-I, that's the International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives, or put it in with smart growth, or put it in with sustainable development, see what comes up.
And by the way, they've now put their signs up at many of the hike and bike trail entrances to Austin as if they made the hike and bike trails. So they're all, yeah. I mean, they're putting their gang sign up where I live.
You know, these are your tax dollars. Now, I ride a bike, you ride a bike, bicycles are great, but the bicycle coalitions are the shock troops for sustainable development. If you go to my website, which is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com, and you read about it, it's also in my book, which is Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21.com. I talk about how the bicycle coalitions partner with huge low-income housing developers. And then the average guy in the bike coalition doesn't know anything about this. I'm talking about the people who are running it. They are working hand in glove with these enormous developers of low-income housing. That's what's getting built in the center of your city with your tax subsidies. And these are developments that are called smart growth. This is the preferred development plan for United Nations Agenda 21.
All right, stay there. I want to talk about what they're doing here in Austin. It's incredible what the bike riders are doing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.